Shalom Ravosa, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Tes Vav. We have this chus of starting the 16th parak in Masechet Shabbos, and we start off with the Din Derabanan that will just give a short, quick introduction. We have mentioned this halacha before, that we're going to learn in a couple of days, that Chazal ossered people to take things out of a burning building on Shabbos, because you may be so concerned with your money and your losses that you may come to put out the fire. However, there are some things that you are allowed to save, and that's what our Mishnah starts off with. The Mishnah says, "Kol kisvei hekdesh." Any kisvei kodesh, any, as Rashi says, Torah, Nevi'im, or Ksuvim. So you have scrolls, right? Not as common in Chutz La'aretz, but definitely common in Eretz Yisrael, to have not only Sefer Torah, but also Sifrei Nach, to read the Haftorah from. Agav, that's only Nevi'im, really Ksuvim, you don't really have any Haftorahs from Ksuvim. But okay, either way, you have Kisvei Tanach, Matzilin Osan Mipnei HaDaleka. You are allowed to go in and get them from a fire. Rashi says, he points out that even, well, the Mishnah is going to talk about it, I think, tomorrow's daf, if I'm not mistaken, but where exactly you're saving the Sifrei Kodesh to, that'll be a discussion, right? Stam Rashi over here quotes that it's in a Mavui She'eno Mefulash. A Mavui, again, being an alleyway that would connect private chatzeros to the Rishis HaRabim. Chazal were metaken that you should have some sort of hecker, some sort of, you know, separation between the Mavui and the Rishis HaRabim. Okay, fine. Either way, you're allowed to take the Kisvei Kodesh into, let's say, this Mavui. Bein she'koren bahem, bein she'ein koren bahem. Whether you're allowed to read them on Shabbos, or whether you're not allowed to read them on Shabbos. Fascinating Rashi's over here. What does that mean? So, koren bahem, Rashi says, Nevi'im. We're talking about Nevi'im, because those Sfarim that we read from the Nevi'im for the Haftorah, but what are the ones that you're not supposed to read on Shabbos? That's the Ksuvim. So strange. Why would you not allowed to read Ksuvim? So Rashi explains over here, fascinating. Taima mishum bitul beis hamedrash. And in the third line in Rashi, Dibur Maskil, bein she'ein koren bahem. Because of bitul beis hamedrash. What does that mean? So he says, because, right, there's a mucker, this is found in Rashi already, that they used to have a drasha, the rabbi used to give a speech, right? So for example, when I grew up in Kew Gardens Hills, so Rabbi Schoenfeld gave a Igros Moshe shir right before Mincha. So that was not just because he wanted to learn Igros Moshe. You have a mucker here in Rashi. Hayu dorshin drasha lebalabatim she'oskim b'malacha kol yomos achol. There was a special drasha every Shabbos for people who were working. Uvisocha drasha hayu morin lahen halachos yisrei heter. And he would talk, it was a halacha shir, Igros Moshe, or whatever, you know, shochan arach, whatever it was. So, v'tov lehem l'shmoa milikros b'ksuvim. Unbelievable. Priorities in learning Torah, that it was better for the Balabatim to come to Shul, to go hear the Rav talk about Halacha, than for them to read Ksuvim. Akinekach, that the Mishnah says that we don't read Ksuvim on Shabbos because we prefer that you be either in the Beis Medrash or go to Shul to hear the Rav's Drasha. Fascinating. So either way, the Mishnah says that you're allowed to save both Nevi'im and Ksuvim from a burning building on Shabbos. Even if they're written in any language, as you're going to see in a second, that there's a mandamo who says that you're not allowed to read Ksuvim, or not necessarily Ksuvim, but other Sifrei Kodesh that are written in other languages. So, I read that a little poorly. Vafel pishik suvim b'choloshon tuning geniza. And even though these books may be written in any language, it could be that they're written in any language, you still have to be gonis them, still need to be in geniza. And we'll see exactly what that means in a second. Umipne ma in korin bahem, or why? This is already, I jumped the gun a little bit with Rashi, but why can't you read the ksuvim on Shabbos? Mipne bilo beis hamedrash, as we said before. In the Rashi's. Okay, says the Halakha Gemara. It's Mar Yosef. Hayuksuvim Targum. O b'chol lashon. Let's say these Svarim were written in Targum, i.e. in Aramaic. Right? Targum, when the Gemara says Targum, we're talking about Aramaic. Or they're written in any language. So Rav Huna Amar Ein Matzilin Usam Epnei Adelika, Rav Chista Amar Matzilin Usam Epnei Adelika. So the Machlok is Rav Huna and Rav Chista, whether you're allowed to save them from a fire, right? Svarim written in translation in Aramaic. Are you allowed to save them or not? So Machlok is Rav Huna and Rav Chista. So I'll leave a demand to Amar Nithnu Likros Bahem. Okay, so there's just a preface before we read this. As I mentioned before, there's a Machlok is whether you're allowed to read these Svarim. The Gemara is going to Machlokes is soon. I take it back. That Machlokes is in Megillah. Again, that Machlokes is actually in Megillah on Daf Ches Amud Beis is actually whether you're allowed to write them. But Mestama, it's also whether you're allowed to read them as well. Right? How exactly you're allowed to write different Sefer Kodesh? As we're going to quote in a minute. So let's just read a little further. Back in the Gemara, where was right. Okay, so four lines down from the Gemara. My Damar Nitnu Likros Bahem, according to the guy who says, to the My Damar, the Tana who says, you're allowed to read these Svarim. So, Kuli Amal Pligi de Matzilin. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to save them from a fire. Ki Pligi the Machlokes for Rav Huna and Rav Chista is only Alib de Man Damar Lo Nitnu Likros Bahem. Right, according to these Svarim, according to the Tana or who holds that you're not allowed to read these things on Shabbos, or in general, really. So are you allowed to save them from the fire on Shabbos? Rav Huna Amar Ein Matzilin. Right? Rav Huna says you're not allowed to. The Halon and the Likros Bahem. After all, they serve no purpose. You're not allowed to read them. So what's the point? Rav Chista Amar Matzilin. Right? You are allowed to save them. Mishum Bizayim Kisvei HaKodesh. Because, right, after all, it is a translation of Kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore you are allowed to save them. Okay. Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah. Again, we're going to try and prove one way or another. That seems pretty straightforward. You're allowed to save any Kisvei Kodesh, regardless of whether you're allowed to read them or not. So, even if they're written in any language. So, that seems to be against Rav Huna, who says that you're not allowed to save them. So, Gemara says, My love, Shekar Behem, Nevi'im, Mishainkar Behem, Ksuvim, Avo Pishik Ksuvim, Becholoshon, Delonin, Likros Behem. Isn't that a kasha against Rav Huna Shita? Rav Huna would say no. V'tisfora, it doesn't make any sense because Eim Seifa. Say the second part of the Brice or the Mishnah that we just quoted. To Unin Geniza, right? You need to put these in Geniza. So the Gemara says Hashtat Tzuli Matzilin Geniza Mibai. Right? Do you need to teach me that they have to be put in Geniza if you're allowed to save them from the fire? Right? Obviously, that's a special takana from Amisra, from the Chachamim. Right. It must be that they have a certain kedusha, so you don't need to tell me that they have to be put in Geniza. So Ella, Rav Huna matarets l'tamei, Rav Chista matarets l'tamei. So Rav Huna and Rav Chista will both take this Mishnah and interpret it according to their own shitas. Very often when the Gemara is going to refer back to the text we just quoted, I like to have two fingers on the place. So I have one right in here now. One pointer on Tanan and one pointer on Rav Huna, where we are, because they're going to reference every line of that Mishnah. So I don't know if that'll help you, but it definitely helps me. So Rav Huna Metaritz L'Tamei, how does Rav Huna understand the Mishnah? He understands the phrase, Bein Shekorin Bahem, that's referring to Nevi'im. V'Bein She'ein Korin Bahem, that's referring to Ksuvim. And he understands the rest of the Mishnah, B'Medvarim Amurim Sheksuvim B'Lashon HaKodesh. That's only if they're written in Hebrew. But if they're written in any language, Ein Matzilin, then actually you're not allowed to save them. Right? That's not really what the Mishnah said, but that's how Rav Huna would interpret it. Afilu Hachi Geniza Bo. And even though you're not allowed to save them if they're written in any language, they still need to be put into Geniza. Rav Chista Matarets El Tamei. Rav Chista will be Matarets according to his own logic, to his Shita. Again, if you remember, Rav Chista said you are allowed to save them from a fire. So he would understand the phrase as follows. Bein shekarin bahem, the phrase of whether you can read them, that's referring to Nevi'im. Ubein she'ein karin bahem, that's referring to Ksuvim. Afal pi sheksuvim b'chol lashon, even if they're written in any language, so he says, Nami matzilim. You're also allowed to save them. V'hachi kamar, and this is what it means about the Geniza. Right, the whole question was, you don't need to tell me that they need to be put in Geniza. So, umakak shelahen, and if they're melted away, not melted, if they're like the muck, or like the leftover pieces, right, if they're really rotted out, that's like the mukak, right, the leftovers of the cloth. So that's tuning geniza. That requires Geniza. And that's why the Mishnah had to say that it required Geniza. Okay. Masonry, another question in terms of, I think it's against Rav Huna, if I'm not mistaken. But again, trying to figure out what the halacha is. Hayuksuvim targum, if they were written in Aramaic, v'chol lashon, or any language, the Bachir changes it to uv'chol lashon, okay, fine. Matzilin osam ibn adleika, you are allowed to save them from a fire. So that's tiyuv the derav chista. That seems to be directly against Rav Chista. Tiyuv the derav huna, my bad, seeing things. Tiyuv the derav huna, that's against Rav Huna, who said that you're not allowed to save them. So Amar l'cha Rav Huna, Rav Huna would say to you, Hay tana savar nithnu likros mayam. No, you see, that tana holds that you're allowed to read these svarim. Again, if you remember, right, we had a machlokes whether you're allowed to read these svarim in the different languages. Right? And we said the machlokes Rav Huna, Rav Chista is not according to the guy who says you're allowed to read them, because according to that guy, everybody agrees that you're allowed to save them from a fire. But according to the Maida Amar, it says you're not allowed to read them, so then you have a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. So simply this Tana is holding like the Maida Amar holds, you are allowed to read them. Tashma, another proof. Hayuk suvim giftis midayis ivris ilmis yavonis. Let's say they're written in other languages, not translated into Aramaic, but they're written in all these other languages. By the way, when the Gemara refers to Ivris as a language, it's not talking about Hebrew. It's talking about Me'ivr LaNahar. When the Gemara language for Hebrew is Ashuris. As we'll see, I think later on this daf, we mentioned that once, I think. Ivris is referring to a language that they used back in the day. It was Hebrew, but it's back in the day after they changed it. I think, I forget exactly when in history it was changed, but basically we don't use that anymore. And within the Mishnah Paskins that you need to write Sefer Torah in what they call Ashuris. So if you wrote it in any language, any of these languages, Giftis, Midais, Ilmis, Yvonis, or Greek, Avopishol, Nithnu, Likros, Mayim, even though you're not allowed to read them, so Matsilun, Samira, Mipnetalika, you're allowed to fire, save them from the fire. That's straight up against Rav Huna's Shita, Tiyuv to the Rav Huna. Rav Huna would say, really, Tanai, it's really Machlokes Tanayim. Tetania, Lukulin, Debraisa, Hayuksuvim, Targum, Chaloshim, if they're written in Aramaic or in any language, then Matsilun, Samira, Mipnetalika, you are allowed to save them from the fire. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Ein, Matsilun, Samira, Mipnetalika, Rabbi Yossi, this is Rav Huna's Shita, Ein, Matsilun, Samira, Mipnetalika, so therefore Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yossi. It says Machlokes Tanayim, so therefore he's good. Rabbi Yossi says, "Ma'isa ba'avet chalafta." There's a story about Avet Chalafta. Shehalach itzav Rabbi Gamliel Beribi v'Tveria. He went to see Rabbi Gamliel in Beribi. He was in Tveria. Umotso shahaya Yoshe Agav. I love when they tell stories about cities that actually exist in Eretz Yisrael. Like you can imagine this happening on like one of the dilapidated steps that lead up to, I don't know, Rabbi Meir Balanes or whatever. Anyway, so Abba Chalafta went to see Rabbi Gamliel in Tveria, Umetzo, Shayu Yoshev al Shulchano, Shal Yochanan al Nazaf, or it says over here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nizuf, okay, he was sitting by his table, but the other Sefer Iov Targum, and he was holding an Aramaic version of Sefer Iov. Fascinating. Mu Koribo, and he was reading it. Apparently you are allowed to read it. So Amar lo, Zohar, Anib, Rabbi Gamliel, Avi, he said, I remember Rabbi Gamliel, my father, Avi Avicha, sorry, Rabbi Gamliel, my grandfather, Shai Omid Agabi Malev Arabayis, he's standing on some sort of platform in Arabayis, my view of the fun of Sefer Iov Targum, and they brought in front of him, same thing that you're reading right now, translated Aramaic Sefer Iov. Amar Levanai, and he said to the builders, Shako Tachas Hanidvach, he said, throw it down underneath the bricks. Throw it under the bricks. Right, meaning get rid of it. So afhutziva alav gnazo. Right. So therefore, once he heard that, so then he said, you know what? Get rid of this sefer. Put in gnazo. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, areva shaltit kavu alav. No, they dumped a barrel, or really areva is more like an animal trough, but again, a container of tit of mud, of clay, of stuff they were going to make into bricks, they dumped it on top of it, right? Really just to get rid of it, right? Just to throw it out. Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says, you know what? I don't think that really happened. I'm calling fake news. Shtei tshuvos b'davar. I think there are two answers to your story. Chada, first of all, v'chitit b'har habayis minayim. There was no tit. There was no clay. There was no brick paste in har habayis. Right? It was made out of stone. Right? none of this, right, no shenanigans. Right, as Rashi says, chol v'sid, it was sand and lime. Right, okay, that's what they would mix and use for cement. So there was no clay, there's no teeth. But oh, another question is, v'chimutr l'abdan v'yad, what is the story? He destroyed the sefer? Right, ela manichem v'makom ha'torfa, right, you have to put it I'll jump the gun a little bit. Mutra l'avdan, are you allowed to destroy it? Right, we said you have to put it, at least put it in a geniza. Right, we're not talking about destroying it, mamish getting rid of the sefer. Right, it's rather, ela manichen b'makom ha'torfa v'mekarvim aleihem. Right, you leave it somewhere that's kind of like open. Rashi says, go leave a hefker, leave it in the middle of a field that's hefker, and it'll mark even, it'll rot on its own. Right, you kind of leave it to rot. So that must he didn't believe that story actually happened. Okay. So either way, my Tanoi, what is this Machoges Tanoi? Right, again, we said, Rav Huna said before that there's a Brisa, right, there are Tanoi that support his Shita, right, his Machoges with Rav Chisda. So we quoted before Rav Yossi that said, Ein Matzilin Osam Pnei Dalika. But the Gemara here wants to actually figure out exactly which Tanoi hold like line up like Rav Chisda and like Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, "Elaim, if you're going to tell me Tanakama to Rabbi Yossi, right? If you remember the Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi, what do we have in that brisa? If you look back, it said Tanahi the Tanya Hayu Ksuvim Targum of Cholasha Matzilan Osam Pnei Dalika. And Rabbi Yossi said, "Ein Matzilan Osam." So if it's a Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, Dilma B'Hakam B'Flugi, maybe that Machlokas is something else. That Mar Sovereign Nithon Likros Mayan and Mar Sovereign Lo Nithon Likros Mayan. Maybe that Machlokas is simply whether you're allowed to read it. Right? We said that Machlokas Rav Huna Rav Chisda is only within the Mandal, where it says you're not allowed to read it. But maybe that Brisa is actually Machlokas as to whether you're allowed to read it, and therefore those Tanaim don't line up like Rav Chisda or Rav Huna at all. So Ella must be Rabbi Yossi Vitana the Giftis. It must be Rabbi Yossi who says that you're not allowed to read it. And the Tana who said that talked about the Giftis. If you remember we had a Toshma, Hayuksuvim Giftis Midaris, right? We listed all those languages, and we said even though you're not allowed to read them, you are allowed to save them. So it must be that Tana who holds like who lines up like Rav Chisda, and Rabbi Yossi, who we quoted before, he is like Rav Huna, and then everybody right has somebody to rely on. Okay. Tanu Rabbonan, the rabbis taught us. Habrachos vakameyin. If let's say you have brachos, let's say sidurim. Let's say Rashi says over here. What's it called? Could go yud ches ushar brachos. Let's say you have a sitter. You have a book with brachos in it, i.e. Shmon Esrei, etc. Vakameyin. We talked about the kamea, these amulets that had some maybe healing properties, or sometimes they were made out of cloth with different psukim or whatever. Even though they have names of Kodesh Baruch Hu and a lot of topics perhaps that are in the Torah, you do not save them from a fire. Rather, they're burned in their place, them and the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name that is mentioned in the Sefer. Mikan Amru, from here they said, Kosu Brachos Kesorfei Torah. Right? Therefore they said, if you write Brachos, if you write, make a sitter, it's as if you're burning the Torah, because it may come to, it may come to need to get burned. Right? So they frowned on people writing these Sfarim. Fascinating, right? As you said, Sharei Lo Yatzilu B'Shabbos, since they might end up not being able to save them on Shabbos, it's almost as if, as you're burning Divrei Torah and Psukim. So there's one guy who's writing in Sidon, right, writing these things in Sidon, or Rashi says Tanakh. He's writing Tanakh in Sidon, and Bovo, it's Rabbi Yishmael, they went and told Rabbi Yishmael. Again, back in the day, there was it was not so posh. Right, nowadays we have obviously you write stuff down, right, that Divrei Torah, obviously it's totally fine, right, Sidon. But back in the day, it wasn't so posh that you should write down Torah Shabbat Peh. Right, that was a whole discussion. Rebbe set up the Torah Shabbat Peh, right? We felt it was going to lose. Am Yisrael was going to lose the Torah Shabbat Peh. There is a mandamar I was listening. I forget whose shir it was. There is a fascinating shita that says that Rebbe did not write down the Torah Shabbat Peh because he thought it was going to get lost, but rather because he thought it was going to get corrupted. And once Am Yisrael were going to the Golos, and this is a fascinating historical insight, I'm sure you can look into it, right, but they thought that Am Yisrael would be spread out amongst the Goyim, and then they would adopt their philosophy, etc., and it would get corrupted. Not that it would get lost, per se. But okay, but we assume that Rebbe wrote it down because we thought that it was going to be lost when Am Yisrael was spread out. It could be that's the same thing, but okay, either way. But it wasn't so pasha just to write down Torah Shemal Peh. And write down brachos, etc., and write down the Tanakh even. So, one second, sorry. Fine. So, sorry, one second. Just perusing Rashi over here for a second. Because Mustama, it's odd that he says turn to be a Meksuvim because, I said there should be mutter to write a Torah Shebichtav. All right, Tzorchian. I'm not sure exactly. A little bit Tzorchian. Fine. So let's say there's a guy writing these things in Sidon, and both of them do Rabbi Shmuel. They told Rabbi Shmuel, the halach Rabbi Shmuel, both go. As you see from the end of the story, it makes more sense to say that he was writing these Sfarim, and maybe a Kameim, and the Brachos, right, the Sidurim. Because you'll see at the end that, well, let's just read it and you'll see. Anyway, they told Rabbi Shmuel that this guy was writing this stuff in Sidon. Halach Rabbi Shmuel the Bunko, and Rabbi Shmuel went to check him out. Shaya Ola Basulam, when he went up to the guy's study, right, he wasn't doing this on the ground floor because it was a little bit controversial, so he was doing it in his study, and here Gishbo, so the guy realized that somebody was coming, Rabbi Shmuel was coming, whatever. Not the Tumus Shabrachos? Ah, so okay, so here the Gemara says straight out. So, yeah, okay, I'm not sure. It could be he was writing that as well, but okay, he was writing down a lot of stuff. And either way, he took a whole batch of brachos, of the sidurim that we mentioned, the shakar besfal shalmayim, and he threw them in a bucket of water. Uvalashon hazeh, amar la Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel said to him, what are you doing? Gadol on the shakar, min harishon. Right, your last action, the last thing you did, is worse than the beginning. Right, what do we say? If you write these svarim, so it's as if you're burning... Shem Shamayim Rechval and Sanki Sofer Torah, right? Why is that? Because it may end up getting burned in a fire. But here you're literally destroying Shem Hashem, Emsukim, and Sidurim. What are you doing? Why'd you throw him in the water, right? Again, you must have realized what happened. Right? He said that was not the move. Okay, either way. Barmi Resh Galusa Mirava Baravuna. So the Resh Galusa asked Rava Baravuna the following question. Hayuksuvim Vesam Sikra Kumus Kankantum. If you write these svarim in any other ink. Those are different types of inks. So let's say, usually as we're going to see, you have to write a sefer bedio, right? That's the ink that we're used to. But let's say you use these other inks. Palashon HaKodesh, if you write them in Hebrew, so matzilin osam b'nei delika o ein matzilin, right? Do you save them from a fire or not? Are they the real deal? Is there a mitzvah to save them or not? So the Gemara says, tiboy l'man da'amar matzilin, tiboy l'man da'amar ein matzilin, right? You can ask according to the Man D'Amar, right? Either Rav Huna, I always forget. That is Rav Huna, or I guess the Imatzilin is Rav Huna. You can ask either way, according to Rav Huna or Rav Chisda. Tamoy the Man D'Amar, let's see, there are a bunch of them over here, right? Or Imatzilin. Okay. Tamoy the Man D'Amar, Imatzilin, you can ask according to the guy who says that you should not save them because Hani Mili Hekut Xivi Targum of Cholashim. Because that's only if it's written in Aramaic. Avalhacha, or any other language. Avalhacha, but over here, the Ksivi Lashon HaKodesh, that they're written in Hebrew, yeah, they're written in these other inks, but they're written in Hebrew, so maybe Rav Chisda, I always forget, I just checked 2 seconds ago, Rav Huna, maybe Rav Huna would say that you should save them. Odoma, or maybe Afilamanda Amar Matzilin, even according to the person who says you should save them, Hanimili Hechad Ksiva B'Dio, the Mekayin. Right? That's only if it's written in Dio, which will last much longer than these other inks. Aval Hacha Kim Dlo Mekayin, but since it's written in Hebrew, but it's not going to last all that long, so lo, maybe you should not have this, maybe you should not save them from a fire. So Amalei, so Rav Bar Rav Huna said back to Resh Galusa, in Matzilin. You don't save these Sfarim written in these other inks. Rav Amnuna Tana Matzilin. Resh Galusha says, hey, Rav Amnuna disagrees. He says that you should save them. So Amalei, Itanya Tanya. So, yep, if there's a brisa, if Rav Amnuna said that, so then it was said, so then, and I can't argue on that. Okay, The question remains why the Rish Galusa asked him, but I guess he wanted to confirm. Okay, fine. So my Tanya, what's this price? So some Ravashi Kid Tanya, like we learned the following. Gemara at the beginning of Megillah, Ein Ben Zvirle Mishnah, I think. Ein Ben Svarim the Megillah, Elisha Svarim the Chtam Bechaloshen, Uv Megillah, Ashtek Suva Ashuris of Sefer Bidio. What's the difference between other books of Chah, of Ksuvim, right? Not Tanakh, but Ksuvim, to the Megillah? All the Svarim and the Ksuvim are allowed to be written in any language, and the Megillah needs to be written in Hebrew, on cloth, and with ink. Right? Just like a Sefer Torah. I think where their darshan's out from Sukkim. Fine. Ba'amine Rav Huna, Bar Chalov, me Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna, Bar Chalov, asked Rav Nachman, Sefer Torah, she'in bo l'lakeit. One second, Zagreb. So how do you see from that that you should save it from fire? One second. How does that help? Sorry. I mean, that's... right. Meaning from the fact that the Megillah requires D.O. and the other Ksuvim do not, so apparently the other Ksuvim are legitimate when they're written in those other inks. Right, it's only by Megillah they have a requirement to use D.O. So apparently a book of Ksuvim that's written in the other inks is legit, and therefore you should, it has Kedusha, and you should save it from a fire on Shabbos. Okay, fine. Bar Bnei Rav Huna, Bar Cholov, Mei Rav Nachman. Sefer Torah she'in bo l'laket shmonim v'chamesh osios. The Sefer Torah that Rachman al-Tzlan has been rubbed away and ebbed out, and you don't even have 85 letters. Kigon, like you find in Parshas Vayi Ben Sora, Ha'aron, right, that you find in the Parsha of Baal Oscha, between the Nun and Afuchim, you have the Parsha of, that we're all familiar, Vayi Ben Sora. Right, that, Chazal say, is a Parsha Bifnei Atzma, that is the smallest Parsha. I don't mean Parsha like Bereishis Noach Lech Lecha, I mean like, Parsha as in like Sefer Bamidbar, or like Sefer Dvarim. Right, Chazal say that, I think it's Ramban who says that, that's actually considered its own Sefer. Okay, either way, we're going to talk about that a little bit, I think, tomorrow. Yeah, we're not going to get to it today. You see, you already see it at the bottom of the Amud. But let's say that's the minimum shear that you need for a Parsha. So if you have a Sefer Torah that does not even have 85 letters, like the Parsha, in Vayi Ben Soa, Matzila Rosam Ebnei Adlaika, O Ein Matzila. Do you save it from a fire or not? So Amar Rilo, he said back to him, V'tivoy lecha Parshas Vayi Ben Soa Gufa. Why don't you just ask about that Parsha itself? So he said back to him, because Hecha the Chasar, Parshas Vayi Ben Soa, Lakum Abayili, because I don't have a question about that. If Vayi Ben Soa is missing a letter, right, I would still save it from a fire. Dekeva de Isbe has Karos, since it mentions Hashem Hashem. Avol be blessed by Shmonim v'Chamesh Osios, even though it has less than 85 letters, because a full Vayi Ben Soa is 85 letters, but one less, right? Still, Matzilin, I would save it. Kikomi Boyili, the only question I have is Sefer Torah She'in Bo Lilakeit, or Lilkot. If your Sefer Torah does not have 85 letters in it, Rachman al-Tzlan, and you don't have Shem Hashem, right, presumably, so Maya, what's the din? So Amalei, Imatzilin, so apparently you don't save it from a fire. Eisvei, so you ask him a question, right, I love these guys who ask him a question, and then already there with a proof against what the guy's going to answer. But okay, either way, Rafuna Bar Chaluv came back to Rav Nachman and said like this, Eisvei, I'll ask you a question. Targum Shekasvo Mikra, if you have a piece of the Torah that's normally written in Targum, and there's only one example of this, which we'll see in a second, but you wrote it, let's say you wrote it in Hebrew, Mikra, or any part of the Torah, that Shekasvo Targum, that you wrote it in Aramaic. Viksav Ivris, or if you use the script, the handwriting of Ivris, again, that's an old school Hebrew that we don't do anymore. So Matzilim Mipnei Adalaika, you can save that from a fire on Shabbos. Ein Tzarech Lomar Targum Sheva Ezra V'Daniel Sheva Torah. And for sure, you don't have to tell me that you can save the Aramaic in Ezra and Daniel and in the Torah. So Gemara says Targum Sheva Torah Ma'ani. What is this Targum that's in the Torah? Yigar Sadusa. Right. The only case, if I'm not mistaken, Yigar Sadusa. That is when Yaakov and Laban made a treaty. Yaakov called the treaty, not the mizbeach, but the thing that they made. He called it Gal-Aid, and Lovin called it Yigar Sadusa, and it's written like that in Aramaic in the Sefer Torah. So if you write that in Hebrew, right, you see that obviously has less than 85 letters, And that seems to prove that you would save them from a fire. So the Gemara says, "Ketanya hila hashlam." He said, no. That's only if those words, Yigar Sardusa, in Hebrew, would complete and finish up the count of 85. You might go to obviously, but in and of itself, right, that's not going to be enough. Okay. Yiboy Lehu, one more question, and then we'll stop at the Tarabana. Hanishmorim v'chamesh olusios. These 85 letters that right, keep the Torah right, as something that, Chmal Litzlan, it's all rubbed away, but you have 85 letters left that keeps its Kedusha, almost, if you will. So, Mechunasos o Mufuzaros. Do they need to be in the same spot, or can they even be all over the Sefer? Right? Can you imagine unrolling the Sefer to figure out whether it has 85 letters? I got one here, and I got one here. Okay, Mustafa, if there's a fire, and you have a suffix, so you get out of there. But either way, so what's the, they have to be together or not? So, Ravuna Amar Mechunasos, Rav Chista, Amar Afil Mufuzaros. Nachlokas, Ravuna, Rav Chista again. Whether they need to be all in one spot or spread apart. Mesa, I ask you a question, hold on. Sefer Torah Shabbalah, if you have a Sefer Torah, that was worn out. If you got 85 letters, you can go in Parshas Vayib and Soa, like the Parsha Vayib and Soa, Matzilin, you can save it. Vim Lav, E Matzilin. If not, then you can't. Right? You seem that needs to be in the same place, like in Vayib and Soa. So, Tiv to the Rav Huna. How's that Tiv to the Rav Huna? Because the pshat is yesh bo lo laket. If you can, right, we had that yesterday with, or 2 days ago with leket shecha and peah. Lo laket means to gather around. So if you can gather 85 letters in the Sefer Torah, like Vayib and Soa, then it's good. So that apparently seems to prove Rav Chista's shita that it can be scattered all over the place. In the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara of Chista, the Gemara of Chista just answered, Ali b'de Rav Huna b'tevos. And Rav Chista just said, no, that price is like Rav Huna in terms of words. Tevos are words. Meaning, what are you doing? You're gathering words that are scattered all over the place. But the Machlokas Rav Huna Rav Chista, that's only by letters. When the Brisa says you're gathering stuff together, that's only words when all over the place, and that is not what they're talking about. They're talking about letters. As Rashi says, if you read Rashi over here, Betevos, right towards the bottom, Hadritani Lolakit in the Brisa, right, Mashma Fuzaros, that's now Lolakit Osve Oslava, that's not getting one letter here and there. Lolakit Teva Shlema. Teva Khan, Teva Khan. That's right, getting one word here and there. Ad Pei Hei Osios until you get to 85. The Chipon Gina, but the Machlokas is if you only have one letter here and there, and therefore that's not a contradiction to Rav Huna's Shita. Okay, Shkoi Goda Rabose, we go weiter with Vayib and Soar, the Nunim Afuchim, tomorrow. All right, interesting stuff, but certainly all of it is interesting, but at least more interesting perhaps in my eyes, which is probably a terrible thing to say. Either way, have a good night, Rabosai, or a great day, depending on where you're listening to this.